IBA Podcast.
All right, welcome to a little special edition of XYBA Podcast. It's our
episode 10.5.
Yeah, 10.5. We're doing a post E3. Just talk about stuff that we heard news about and that we liked. All right,
or didn't like.
You want to kick it off, Andy? What you got? Xbox 360. Want to start it that way?
Well, let's just start in general.
All right.
Oh, by the way, it's just me and Josh for this little thingy.
And Andy's coming in through Xbox Live, so.
Yeah, Xbox Living it up. But I have to come all the way to your house in the ghetto.
Semi-ghetto.
All right, so overall, looks like E3 was bad.
For who?
I haven't heard really too many good things about it from people who went there.
Most of the complaint I heard was from walking everywhere.
Yeah, all the different areas. Confusion about what to do.
But I hear a lot from the game producer perspective that they liked it a lot. Less smelly kids.
Some people who liked it because they actually got a chance to actually play the games instead of waiting in line forever.
Yeah.
But overall, most of the reports I've read are negative, but it just depends.
What are some of the great games that you heard about?
Honestly, biggest game that I heard about, PS3 Infamous. That looks like my favorite out of E3.
What's that one about?
It's kind of like a sandbox Crackdown clone, but with different powers. A lot of climbing buildings, but I think the guy shoots electricity or fire or something.
Oh, that's interesting.
Basically, you're a superhero, and you can either be good or evil. It's kind of sandbox. That looked like my favorite out of the whole thing. Microsoft, I didn't feel, brought really anything that I hadn't seen before. Like, there's a lot of good games, but I was just like, yeah, I know about all those games already. The only game that they talked about really that I didn't know about was Zenit. I was just like, who cares?
And I've heard of Zenit, too, but the board game.
Yeah, version. I mean, I've heard of the board game, but that was their big reveal. Like, oh, we got an exclusive Zenit.
Well,
I mean, the controllers for it are kind of cool, but come on. I think they're trying to grab some of the casual party gaming that the Wii is currently soaking up.
Yeah. It looks weirded out that they got a Viva Pinata Part 2. Because from what I've heard...
I love it.
I've heard that Viva Pinata was, a lot of people knew about it, but it wasn't doing as great as they thought it was. So when the sequel came out, I was like, wow, that's kind of... I guess it did better than we thought.
I don't know. I know a lot of the webcomics that I read, they all got addicted to it at one point or another. So people like the game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Plus there's that cartoon apparently about it.
Of course, they came out with a lot of the stuff that we were hoping would come out. The Halo 3 campaign video. They set the date for Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
About time. The Rock Band, they showed a lot of stuff from that. There's that great YouTube video where they're all back at one of the hotel rooms, and it's like a room full of reporters and the people playing, and everybody's singing like a Poison song or something. Or Guns N' Roses, or one of those cock rock bands. The Wanted Dead or Alive.
That's Guns N' Roses.
Is it? I don't know. I didn't listen to those guys.
Your wife will be upset. They call it Poison.
Poison's coming September, so...
She loves the Poison.
But, the Rock Band, I've been hearing a lot of great things about. It sounds like it's just getting... more I hear about it, the more people are just like, this thing is so great, and it's just like, man, can't wait for that to come out. Just the co-op.
You can't wait for it to come out? Me.
You can't wait for it to come out?
No, I can wait for it. You don't care.
Really?
Yep.
You don't want to jam out?
I said it.
Oh, man.
I come over to your house, you guys jam out on real instruments. I'm not into that either.
But this one, we can play actual songs. And you just hit a couple of buttons.
Just banging on your drums.
Yeah, I want to play the drums. They were saying this one guy was going crazy on the drums, and he was, smashing them and stuff. But apparently the drums are built to take a beating. And they said they held up pretty well.
That's good. I don't know. I'm just not that into it. I mean, I enjoyed Guitar Hero, but I wasn't that into it before it came out either, so maybe I'll change my mind.
Once you got the band
together.
But
I don't look forward to paying $200 for it.
I'll get all the peripherals. You could be the roadie. You set everything up. Tune my guitar and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hear
by
you.
Tune it, mean plug it in.
Well, you got to get, like, I hear you can buy a tuner, too, to just make sure you're hitting the right notes. It's like an assist.
What?
I'm just making shit up.
You're always making shit up.
Talking about bringing, like, the music to the video game world, there was that game Jam Sessions, which I saw some great footage for, where these people were playing on it, and they were actually singing. And it sounded pretty cool. It's the thing for the DS, where you can play acoustic guitar on the DS.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they're going to be upstaged by Hannah Montana Part 2, which which I hear, like on One Up Yours, they were just raving about this thing. Like, it's going to be so awesome, because Jam Sessions, you only can play the acoustic guitar, and it's one string. On the Hannah Montana, apparently it's all six strings. You can pluck each individual string. It's an electric guitar, bass, and I think they even said a drum kit. And apparently it's like Rock Band all smashed into a Nintendo DS. So I think I'm going to buy that for Bella and Tori and then play it and say I bought it for them, except for people are hearing me talk about buying it for them. So
that's what you do with all your games.
Ruined my plans. But yeah, that seemed exciting.
Darkness, it was for them. They can't play it, but
I beat the darkness, and I was disappointed. But, yeah, I was excited about the Halo 3 stuff. It's about time we saw some campaign.
Of course you were.
I liked the Halo 3.
You know, Halo 3, the Assassin's Creed people blame Bungie for their lackluster demo that they demoed at the Microsoft conference.
Screw them. Screw them. It's not Bungie's fault that game sucks.
It was supposed to be Halo 3. It was supposed to have a playable demo for the conference, and then Bungie was like, we're not going to be able to get it done in time, so then Assassin's Creed got rushed. And that's why you saw, like, bugs and errors and all that kinds of crap in that demo.
Yeah.
But I'm still looking forward to Assassin's Creed.
And you're actually writing that script for it to enter into that contest with Xbox?
Yes.
Is it with Doritos also?
No. Yeah. It's with,
Just Assassin's Creed.
I think it's just Assassin's Creed and, something.
Mountain Dew?
No.
No. Gold Bond Powder?
I think it's like a film competition or something.
Okay.
Like a regular film festival.
Yeah. Also, finally got to see some, Halo Wars, which was nice. That looks good. Not that I'm a big RTS fan. I like Command & Conquer, but I haven't gotten past that one part, but throwing it in the Halo universe is definitely a plus for me. Get me excited about it. I hear they're working on, I forget what the other RTS was they were talking about, but apparently there's a company out there making a real-time strategy game, and apparently people are loving it. They said that the way they set up the controls is perfect for consoles, but unfortunately I forget the name of the company and the video game, so that was pointless.
Oh, yes. Worthless.
That was totally worthless.
And, so overall at E3, though, I've been reading a lot of stuff. Like, there's all kinds of articles that said that Nintendo won. You know, they always like to declare a winner between the three. They say Nintendo won. I don't understand why. Like, to me, none of them really won.
Yeah, more like, it was more like a software.
Three-way tie, really.
Yeah.
Because I don't really understand why they say Nintendo won. I mean, Nintendo unveiled the Wii Fit, and people seem to be going crazy about that. I'm just like, go outside and exercise. Save yourself some money.
So basically, they took the stuff that people have been trying to do with, like, Jazzercise and stuff, throw it in a video game with all the hype, and people are like, damn, I'm going to exercise now. That's the tool to make me do it. Chuck Norris selling
those
things.
They only had six playable games for people at E3. So I don't understand what the big deal is.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, I would say it's more of a...
And the Wii Zapper, of course.
Ugh, yeah. $20 for a piece of plastic. Which didn't
Housing. You gotta put your nunchuck and your controller in there.
And Ubisoft already came out with one for it. So It's not like it's an original idea.
And apparently you can buy homemade rigged ones for like $8 off of eBay.
Yeah, it definitely seems like that's something you could just make on your own. But I guess it has something that points into the gun to shoot the beam that's necessary to the TV.
I guess.
Like a little mirror system. One thing that I heard about was, I think it's Donald Duck's got a video game coming out on the DS. And one of the exciting things they're talking about on it is that you can actually, there's a part in the game where it tells you to, you got to have like headphones plugged into the DS. Well, it tells you to close your DS, but your game doesn't pause. Instead, what it does is it talks to you and basically tells you all these things to do, and you got to do them. Like, it'll be like, turn left, and then you hit the left bumper, and then it's like, turn right, and you hit the right bumper, which is like a first for the Nintendo DS, because normally when you do that functionality to it, it's supposed to pause the game, and they had to apparently talk to Nintendo to see if they can have that done, and Nintendo gave them the okay. So that seems pretty cool. Not much coming out of the DS world, even though that's like big seller. It's like almost 500,000 each month selling.
Oh, yeah. People are still buying a lot of that stuff.
But other than that, not much really got me excited except for the Halo 3, Halo Wars. Got to say the Rock Band. A lot of stuff on that. What about the Fallout?
Yeah. I don't really see anything from there. I know they were there, but I don't think there was anything too much out there. Like, I've read some more information, but I haven't seen any new video or anything.
Fable 2?
Can't die in Fable 2. That was put out there at E3.
Yeah, apparently they showed people a really early stage development of it, and yeah, that was one of the features they were talking about. Can't die in the game.
They said that when they're, like, if you, instead of dying, you get a scar, or you can pay to not get scarred. And they said that in their playtesting, some people would pay up to, like, 1,000 gold not to get a scar, which is, like, the same as, like, a small house in the game.
Yeah, they said just avoid the fights, then. Don't be a jerk and start trying to get in fights with people.
Never leave town. Just hang out in town.
It's like, hey, if you're a jerk,
with your dog,
you're doomed in this game. You're going to be Scarface.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, to me, just the E3 was not that... There was not really any big news that came out of it.
Yeah, it's just basically, hey, here's some more information about games that we all know are coming out. Where you just...
At least they, you know, like we said earlier, you know, they put down dates on some of the games that didn't have dates before.
Yeah, or just revealed new footage or screenshots that people haven't seen before, people wouldn't hoping for.
That's one thing I found disappointing. I went onto the Xbox Live's Bringing It Home coverage the other day and downloaded a bunch of trailers.
Yeah.
I didn't really see anything new. Like, I looked at it. There was an Army of Two trailer. I watched it. It had, like, almost zero gameplay footage in it.
Oh, really?
It's, like, a new trailer. I've never seen the trailer before. But most of it's, like, video from actual, like, wars. And then every once in a while, it's, like, a clip of the two guys. But there's, like, almost zero gameplay in it. And then it's, like, Army of Two. I was just, like, that was a waste of my time. And Assassin's Creed, it's the same trailer that's been out on the net for forever. A bunch of them were just, they might be new to the Xbox Live, but if you have an internet connection, you've seen them before.
If you have Xbox Live.
They weren't even their new, the new ones that they showed, like, at their conferences and stuff.
The buggy version?
Well, that was a play demo. Of course they didn't put that on there.
I hear a lot of people like complaining on the boards about the Halo 3 graphics, but a lot of the people who actually got to do the hands-on, apparently a lot of the reporters got to play part of the first level called Sierra 117, and people were just saying that that's what they should have done, which I guess is what they were trying to do, was just have somebody play through the game for like a minute, and they said if they would have done that, people would have just been blown away by how great the graphics were, but instead Bungie put together
good things about it.
Yeah, all they did was had to put out that. Instead, they put out that video with super quick cutscenes and stuff, where it's like, "What the hell was that?" And you got to go back and pause the video at certain parts.
Yep.
But hey, they showed a lot of great stuff in that video. Civilians, the hammer. They had a part in there where the Master Chief was taking over a brute cycle, and on his back you can see the fuel rod cannon. It's good to know that's back in the game.
Yep. Hopefully, and Cortana was in there
crying, or she had a stomach ache or something, so she's like, I gotta crunch over. Yeah,
she's always crying.
She's an emotional AI. But yeah, nothing much. Just a little bit more extra news.
I'm kind of surprised we didn't see anything from Alan Wake. Wasn't that game supposed to originally be a launch title?
For the PS3 or whatever?
For the 360.
360? I guess. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up on the Alan Wake.
I haven't either, because they never put anything out. I don't know. Do you think we'll see another E3 next year?
From what I've heard, reporters are saying it's a maybe. They're not sure.
And if we do see it, will it be ramped up or stay the same?
I think people are just hoping that it's more centralized instead of, hey, go cross town if you want to see this. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a lot of bloggers complaining that, like, even the cab drivers, that when they're trying to go to the places, they're like, cab drivers didn't even know where those places were.
I hear a lot of votes for holding it in Vegas.
Vegas.
And so you were talking about earlier, there's supposed to be some big news coming out for Xbox Live.
That's not E3 news.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been. Somebody might have found it out at E3. I was just reading an article earlier today that apparently Microsoft said that in October there will be a big surprise for Xbox Live, and it's supposed to be huge, like the video downloading was huge. So
it'd be something lame like movie downloads, which isn't bad. I'd like to get some movie downloads on there, because that'd be nice.
There is movie downloads
on
there.
Well, to keep, not to rent.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Maybe.
But I wouldn't call that huge news. I'd say that's, it's a nice addition.
I don't know. When they say huge, like, the ability to download videos, I mean, that was pretty big, so. I'm thinking maybe something to do with pricing, maybe even free Xbox Live.
Hopefully.
But we'll see.
Dedicated servers. Yeah.
Dedicated servers are always nice.
Charlie enjoys those on the PS3. I'd like to enjoy those on a 360.
Oh, and on E3 news, didn't you have the three rings of death the other day?
Seemed like four rings. I don't know. It looked like they're all lit up. So I just reset my Xbox, and it's been running fine ever since. It was that damn darkness game. It's messing it up.
Oh, you're going to be one of those people on the forums. The darkness bricked my console.
Yeah. Sent a little darkling in my Xbox and screwed it up. But I'm gonna sell that game and go get something else. I'm done with it. El Finito. That's Spanish.
Game.
Yeah.
So I guess you're not doing your machinima.
No. Screw it. I got the patience for the darkness.
So you're still working on Dukes of Halo.
Yeah. Dukes of Halo I think I'm going to do in Halo 3. I think we'll have a easier time. Especially with the cool camera controls and stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess that's about it. That's our little E3, post-E3 wrap-up. Not much. Mainly just everything that you've seen on the internet with updates on videos and photos and release dates. Nothing groundbreaking to talk about.
Nope, sadly. I was hoping there would be a lot to talk about, but there's not.
But we'll be having another XYBA podcast, this weekend? Wouldn't that be 2 weeks? So be sure to be number 11.
I don't know.
I think so. But yeah, stay tuned and you get that one as well.
Yep. Oh, shout out to Brian, who was on our podcast a couple times. He's moving out to Cali.
Oh, yeah. Tell him why.
Working for Blizzard.
He's going to be working at Blizzard. I think as a junior 3D, so good luck, Brian. And he said he sent me an email saying that he wouldn't mind doing some call-ins after he's worked there for a while and being on the podcast. Hopefully that's that'd be true.
He says that now until he signs those non-disclosure agreements when he gets out there.
And then he'll be like, I have no idea who you guys are. Stop emailing me.
He's already like that.
And a shout out to Grant. He got married Saturday.
What a fucker.
So he won't be here for the next podcast because he's on a 2-week vacation doing his honeymoon.
Enjoy it while you can, Grant. Those honeymoons only last so long.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Peace out, yo.
This is where the money, this is where the music kicks in.
XYBA!
So that's the second thing. Assassin's Creed, how's that going?
That was something Rage Against the Machine there that you were doing.
Was it? That was a XYBA podcast.
The way you were thinking it sounded like Rage Against the Machine, talking about the show thing.
What is that, Spanish you just said? Ah.